Did moving abroad make you feel more successful or less?
This was like my biggest dream, and now I made it come true. So now what, you know?
Actually, I felt lost until we started this podcast.
I was like, what the hell am I doing? But what I did feel is that I have a different path than most people.
So that's when you know that you're doing the right thing.
But I do have to admit, in the beginning when I moved.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about redefining success after moving abroad to find out what success really means for us, like after moving to Portugal.
Yes.
And I think it's a really fitting topic, like seen as the era that we're in right now, because there's a lot of change going on, a lot of personal growth that we've been through. So I think it's going to be a very interesting episode.
Yes.
And before we dive into it, we want to thank our newest Patreon member, Daryl, for signing up on Patreon and supporting us. And if you don't know yet, we also have a Patreon page where you can find extra content, bonus episodes, Lisbon vlogs, Lisbon tips, blooper content, Q&As, and much more. So if you're also interested in seeing more, you can sign up through the link in the description. And that way you help us continuing this podcast. So, alrighty.
All right, let's
are you
get
ready
into
for it.
It? Yeah.
Okay, first one. Before moving abroad, what did success look like for you? So before moving to Portugal.
Well, coming from the States, success looks like if you buy a house, you are doing well financially. It's more based around finances in the States. And that looks like if you're able to buy a house and do all of those things and, you know, just financial stuff. But also, too, it's like if you go to school, if you graduate from college, that's considered successful. In the States. For me, it was success for me is living my life for me and no one else.
I like that.
So no matter what it looks like, no matter what I'm doing, if I'm doing what makes me happy, then that's success for me. Yeah, what about for you coming from the Netherlands?
I think for me it's quite similar as how you described it. And I think in general, when people think about success, it's about status, right? It's yes. about money, it's about possessions, having like a big car, a good job, a nice family. And I think that's how most people view it. And obviously it's like different where you grew up, could be other things also. But coming from like a capitalist country like we do, I think, yeah, that's mostly how it is, and also the way that we are brought up, especially like the older generation, like the boomer generation, aka my parents, you know. So
our parents are the same age.
Yeah. And we are not the same age, but our parents are, so that's quite funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that's why we can relate so much. Also,
I know.
Because we have the same kind of the same upbringing, maybe in that sense.
Yeah.
So that's quite funny. But luckily, my parents are not, in that sense, typical boomers. Like, they never, like, pushed me to be, like, a doctor or whatever, to be, like, rich or whatever. It's just, like, in that sense, I do feel very free. So that's also what's really helped me to kind of, like, navigate the whole success thing and find out what I want in life. Mm-hmm. So, and also I'm a kind of an only child in a way. So that helped also, I think. It's like you don't have an example.
Mm.
So that's because I see that a lot with only child people, that they are very like authentic in a way, because they don't have anything to compare themselves with.
Mm.
So
they kind of get to make their own way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever struggled with feeling unproductive or lost after moving?
Yeah, I did, especially in the beginning, because I moved obviously to Portugal for the weather. And that also meant that I needed to make time to enjoy it. So that was like an adjustment for me, I think, in a sense that it felt unproductive in the beginning to enjoy more or something, because I'm not used to it.
You felt guilty for enjoying the weather instead of working.
Yeah.
Ah,
because that was like a big part of why I wanted to move, to enjoy more and enjoy the sun and just like the good weather, because it really has a really good effect on my how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But then saying and thinking that you want it or need it is different than actually being here and then enjoying, you know, and then not feel guilty for it.
Mm.
So I did struggle with that in the beginning. And also I thought it was like super easy for me in the sense that I could move my business with me here.
Mm-hmm.
So I would still have like my job and like a routine. But then I realized also after a while that things kind of changed. I started to view things differently. And also I wanted to start other things that I always had like in the back of my mind, but never had like time for it or never had the courage to start it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started experimenting with other things that I wanted to do. But that made me feel like very insecure and lost, like in the beginning, because I was like, this is not what I had in mind when coming here. And suddenly kind of my path started to change. And also last year we started this podcast that was also not on my list. Like, I was like, what the hell am I doing? It takes also so much time of my agenda, but I love to do it. And this is just something that wasn't planned, you know?
I know, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But aren't those like the best things, the things that aren't planned?
I know. Yeah, so in that sense, I did feel, maybe sometimes still do feel a bit lost, because I'm just like doing other things than I was thinking I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I don't enjoy, but it's just like...
Just more on your plate.
Yeah, it's just... And also kind of going with the flow, and that's something I never really did, you know? So I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
You're always very structured.
Yeah.
Yes, now you have to be more go with the flow now.
Yeah, because I was like, I'll have my business and I'm just going to work on that when I move to Portugal. Now I'm doing also a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And some were on my list, some weren't. So, I don't know. I do feel very fulfilled, but it's just sometimes also a bit...
A lot of change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what comes with change.
Yeah.
A lot of uncomfortability.
Exactly. But I wasn't planning on changing everything. That's what I mean. So I was like, okay, I'll just change my environment, my friends and everything, kind of, but not my
universe
job.
Universe was like,
Yeah. So I feel like everything changed, you know?
Yeah.
And that was not what I was planning on, but it happens. So, yeah. What about you?
I would say I felt very lost when I first came here because everything changed.
Yeah.
I went from like working like nonstop with my business to like not doing anything.
Yeah, but that is a change for real. Like,
yeah, because I can't physically do anything. I mean, I could like send emails and things like that, but I wasn't physically there, and I didn't have a control over it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge change for me. And I felt lost until we started this podcast.
Mm, the podcast saved her, guys.
The podcast saved me, guys, because it gave me a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
And I've always like, lived my life in a sense of like wanting to inspire others. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with this podcast, like we inspire others to support them in their move abroad, mm-hmm. and also just like dealing with everything that comes in between, and the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, me too. And it's just like we spoke about earlier, so random. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just, I also really wanted to have something here and something to work on here, but I didn't know what.
Yeah.
And this just came like randomly. Mm-hmm. And what I really like, I think it's for the both of us that we, like you say, we're kind of having the purpose to help someone. That's mm-hmm. at least, I don't know. I sometimes when I get lost, I just think about all the things that I did in my past. And I have mm-hmm. like this line, this red line is always like helping, mm-hmm. even though I don't even want it or something. It just happens, you know? It's like, it's always like I'm writing a blog. I have a blog already for a long time. I'm a web designer. So it's always about helping, yeah. creating. Yeah. So I think that's super cool. That's,
yeah.
This is also another form of
it is,
creating.
But it's like inspiring. We are helping others and we're also helping ourselves by having this. Because mm-hmm. like sometimes when I look back at our episodes, I'm just like, wow. That was really good.
That was really good advice.
I know. I'm like, wow, we're so cool.
I love it.
But it's like I learned from myself by watching it back,
mm-hmm.
you know? So mm-hmm. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. And sometimes you also forget what you say, right?
Yes. Because we're in the moment.
Yeah.
And then I watch it back. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, wow. Did
that was
I?
Nice. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
Alrighty, next one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, have you ever felt behind compared to people back home?
Oh, have I ever felt behind?
Like in
compared
life.
Compared to people back
home? Yeah.
No, because I don't compare myself to anyone.
Mm.
I live my life for me. Other people's ideas about my life is none of my business.
It's not relevant.
No.
Yeah.
So I've never felt... When it comes to comparing, I do me.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt behind because, like I said earlier, I always just wanted to have my own path and do... I always did things that felt right for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was in a place where technically, according to society, it's not a good place, I really didn't care because it was the right place for me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
what about for you?
Yeah,
coming from the Netherlands, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It just I can't say that I felt behind because I do really believe that everyone's path is different,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did feel is that I have a different path than most people,
mm-hmm.
like in general.
Absolutely, yeah.
So.
Only the cool people.
Only the cool people. Cool people club.
The cool people club. The ones that go off the beaten path are the cool people.
Yeah. So I did feel like I was on a different track.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I need to do something with that because I can't fit in the...
Yeah.
In the box
the
or
box
whatever.
Created that, by, yeah,
exactly.
Society, yeah.
And what most people were following.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I just felt different, not behind. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, also people that do everything from like the rules or whatever, like how it's written
mm-hmm.
in society that we have to do. There can always happen something and everything is taken away from you.
Yeah.
So there is no like guarantee mm-hmm. of like following
Absolutely
the book,
not.
You know?
Mm-mm.
So,
no.
Yeah. We all move at our own
yes.
speed. So yeah.
We all have our own paths, just
yeah.
like you said. Yes.
And also there's a lot of people that say like, yeah, I want to move abroad, but they plan on doing it after they retire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's also some...
That was my initial thing because I didn't think I could come before that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then I found a way and I was like, I'm going.
Yeah. Why wait?
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, did moving abroad make you feel more successful or less, and why?
Oh, this is a good one. Because I never really saw it that way, but I do have to admit, in the beginning when I moved, there was kind of this dopamine rush because people would be like, "Oh my God, so cool that you move abroad." And like, people started to kind of like hype you up, you know, like when you spoke about it or when they saw something on Instagram or something. And then I realized, like, oh, actually, maybe it is cool that I do this, you know? It's just never something that I really thought about because for me it was like natural in a sense that I also felt like it was, yeah, the only thing I could do at that time to upgrade my life and to move to like another level. But then other people saying like, oh wow, and also people that be like, oh, I'm so jealous, and that's something that I also wanted to do. And I don't know, that made me feel like not, I don't know if it's, I can call it successful, but it made me realize more like, oh, maybe it is something special, you know? And it's not like common or
Yeah,
anything.
it's huge.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but at that moment, that feeling also disappeared because now you live here for a while and it's
Yeah, it's
like,
like I just live here.
yeah, exactly. It's like,
It's normal life
I
every
don't,
day.
yeah, seriously, I don't even realize that it was like a huge thing anymore, you know? Just at
When
that
you start
moment.
to get more comfortable in the space where you're living.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't realize it anymore now. No. How about you? Do you feel like successfuler now?
I don't define my success by societal things or anything like that, but I do feel like just as you said, like people seeing that I moved here, it was like,
Yeah.
what? It's like it is a huge hype up, and it's like, oh,
Seriously.
everyone thinks that you're rich and like all this other stuff. I'm like, okay. But like, yeah, I would say in other people's eyes, yes, it would be viewed as like super successful. But I also see it as successful in a way because it's like I finally made my dream come true.
Yeah.
So like that is
I
huge. Like,
know.
and I didn't think it was a possibility, and I like freaking did it. And it's just like, I think I've mentioned this before, I like when I do things and I'm like set my mind to something, I just like do it and get it done. And next thing I know, I was like, oh shit, did I just do that? Because you're like just going, 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 and you don't realize it until later. And you're just like, well, I just fucking moved to a whole nother country.
I know. When you're in the process, you don't have that much time to think about what
Yeah.
you are doing
'Cause it's like
because,
so much stuff that
yeah.
you have to do, and you gotta make sure you have this and you have that and you have this and you have that.
Exactly.
It's like when you're finally done with everything, you sit and you're like, oh shit, I live in another country.
Seriously, I was like, what have I done? Like, what's happening?
And sometimes you don't realize it when you're in your apartment until you like step outside and you're like, wait.
It is true.
Yeah. But it's an amazing journey, and I'm like so grateful for the experience. And like still I like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I still say this like every other day. I'm like, I can't believe I live in Lisbon.
Yeah, I still feel that as well.
So yeah.
But also I think it makes sense that we or let's speak for myself that I felt a bit little bit lost because also this was like my biggest dream and now I made it come true. So now what, you know? What is
That's so
there's
true.
nothing, well, of course there's something on the list, but like not like such a big dream as this, you know? So I'm
Like this is
like, huh?
huge. Like how many people like literally have ever left their freaking city, let alone their country? Well, coming from the States, people don't really travel that much. So, yeah, it's so interesting to see when my mom tells other people that, "Oh yeah, my daughter lives in Portugal." They're like, "Portugal? South Africa?" Like, "Where's that?"
Is that another state that I don't know about?
It's just interesting, yeah.
know. Yeah, it's so funny because that's also what my mom tells me. Then she's like calling me, yeah, I saw this and this and this, like old people from like parents from kids from high school or something. It's like people that we don't see often anymore. And then She's like, yeah, they asked how you are doing. And then I told them that you moved to Portugal. That's like her favorite thing to tell, you know?
Oh my God, you and your mom and my mom are the same.
They're both Geminis, they're both guys. Geminis.
My mom tells everyone, my daughter moved to Portugal.
Mine also. And it's so funny because actually my mom secretly, she wants me to come back, you know? Mm-hmm. But then when someone asks her how I'm doing, she's like, all of a sudden, like super like proud, like she moved to Portugal and she's not coming back, you know? And then calling me like, are you sure? Like maybe in a couple of years you want to come back. So it's so funny because she is proud, you know?
Yes, but, I understand completely.
Thanks, mom, for hyping me up. It's so funny.
Yeah, it is. That is so funny.
Okay, next one. What's something you let go of that's used to define your worth?
Mm.
Ooh, deep.
Well, I define my worth in I exist, so I am worthy.
Mm.
I don't have to be anything. I don't have to do anything. Me existing, sitting here, breathing, if I was homeless on the street, I'm worthy. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So the only person that defines my worth is me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I'm worthy.
It is true, but it's not so easy, right? Or don't you do you see it otherwise? Because I think people really struggle with just being, and then that is enough,
well,
you know?
Of course, in the society that we live in, it's like you have to do all of these things in order to be worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to believe that, then yeah, you're not going to feel worthy if you're not doing this, if you're not doing that, if you don't have this, if you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took a lot of work for me to get to where I am
mm-hmm.
right now in this sense of like knowing my worth.
Yeah.
And no one can tell me anything about my worth but me.
Mm, it is true.
I love myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I am worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you?
You're right.
Is there something that you had to let go? Like, do you not feel worthy in some sense at times, I guess?
Yeah, I think I did mention in other episodes also that I struggled with not being productive.
Mm-hmm. So was productivity tied to your worth?
Well, in a sense, it was because... Also, if you have your own business, it's like the harder you work or the more productive you are, the more rewarded you get. I mean, mm-hmm. in every job, it's probably like that. But I think as a business owner, you feel it even more because you're in control of literally everything.
Yeah.
So if it's not going well, it's basically your fault. That's how I felt.
Yeah, but like to tie it to your worth, like your worth, I feel like is such a huge word.
I know. It's a huge
like,
thing.
That's like your existence. Like I feel like, and I feel everyone, you are existing, you are worthy. Like you don't have to do anything
it
to
is
be
true.
Or feel worthy.
Mm-hmm. No, but I think people tie like things to
absolutely.
Feeling worthy.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the society we live in.
It is true. But yeah, everybody that's born is worthy because you're here.
Yeah. What did you have to let go of? The idea of tying your productivity to?
Yeah. Well, I think productivity in my head, it led to also having money because it's like the harder you work, the more productive you are, the more money you make. And then I think I still took that mindset with me when coming to Lisbon. And also I made sure like before moving here, I was like, I had like this stable income and like I had clients and there was like not a future of like not having that, right? But when I came here, I lost like some clients. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find any new clients for like a while.
Mm-hmm.
I also started some new projects. We started this podcast.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I have like less money now than before I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel less successful. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm for the first time really doing what I want. And also with starting new things, it always held me back because I was like, oh, I will not make money with that, you know? It's like, this is too much bullshit, too much work. It's not gonna get me something, so it's not worth trying or doing it. And that changed for me. So I think that's the biggest lesson.
I feel like the universe designs it a certain way to get you to a place where it wants you to get to. You probably wouldn't have gotten there if you were busy with so many clients, because you would have been like, I don't have time. So they're like, the universe is like, well, if she's not gonna do it on her own, we'll just have to do it for her.
Literally, that's what happened.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, now we give you time to do all these things, and suddenly you have like a full agenda and not that much money, but I mean,
that's the money will come.
That's temporary.
Yes.
And that's something I really believe in, but I had to kind of like learn to believe it.
But also too, you have to look at it like this, like if you were to die tomorrow, you know, it's like, would you be happy dying, having all of these clients and this money that you can't do anything with? Or would you be happy dying knowing that you moved abroad and you had this experience and went through all of this with, like, let's say no money?
Yeah.
Which would you choose?
Yeah, easy choice.
I know.
Yeah. And also, if we were to die tomorrow, the podcast will still exist.
Yeah.
Like, you can still listen all the episodes.
I know.
Okay, let's not jinx it now. But, but I mean, we made it come true. That's what I want to say. Like, no matter what happens, we made it
happen. We created something that will live on forever.
And we don't delete it.
Well, anything you post on the internet is there forever.
Okay. Let's not think about that.
Okay, let's get to the last one. What does success look like for you now in this season of your life?
Well, I think for me, I realized like the other day that actually, although I might not be that rich or whatever as I might thought I would be by the by this time or whatever, I was like, I realized like I already live my dream life. Just when you just leave out the money, it's just how I fill my days. It's already how I wanted it, you know? So when you look at it that way, I do feel really successful because I manage my own time. I do things that I want to do. I do things that I like to do. So what else can you ask for, you know?
It's,
I think it's already,
I feel like you said it so good. We are currently living out our dream life.
Yeah. And also what I think, like, honestly, if I would have more money, I think I would not spend my days differently, you know?
Oh my God, I literally had that same thought. I literally was like saying, like, if I just, like, literally, if I had, like, let's say millions and millions of dollars, I would literally be doing the exact same thing that I'm doing now.
Yeah.
That's when you know that you are, like, aligned in your right place, doing things that you love. And it's like, it's not about the money, because there's so many people who have money and they're like, are miserable.
Yes.
Like, even if I had millions and billions of dollars, I would literally still be doing the exact same thing that I do every single day. Nothing would change.
Yeah, same. Same. And I would still go to the Portuguese cafe and have like a coffee for €1.50, you know?
Nothing, literally nothing would change. So that's when you know that you're doing the right thing. And you're happy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's success to me.
Yeah. So you have kind of the same.
Yeah.
Like also filling like your own days, and it's just. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just like, it's a sense of like peace and joy. And I don't know, because it's like, I finally lived out my dream. I'm living out my dream right now.
Same. The only thing that would make me a little more happier if I could spend more money on food. But working on it.
We're gonna get there.
I mean, I don't need like clothes. I don't need stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just about the experience, the food, and just spending money on trips and things with friends.
Yes,
that's
But like just day to day life, I would do the exact same.
Yeah, same. And I love being at home. I love being an introvert, and I love my work also. So it's like, you know, I'm enjoying also like not going out and not, you know,
I don't know.
Yeah,
we're just both living out our dream life and having an amazing experience here in Lisbon with everything that we've been through, the ups and the downs, and I don't know, it's just an experience. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing it, and we're telling you about it.
Yeah. And also, we don't know what's next.
No, we don't.
Like, this is kind of like check, right? Like moved abroad and now what, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Well, we will be sharing it with you guys.
Yeah. And like growing the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. That's like, this is so much fun for us. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It brings me so much joy.
Yeah, me too. So. And it's also kind of like therapy.
It is.
Because I do feel like this episode comes also like at the right time. Mm. Because there's like so much going on also, and like so many changes, and like, I don't know, it's just, yeah, came at the right time. So I hope, it comes also for some of you guys on the right time, and you can take something out of it.
Yeah.
That you're on the right path.
Yes.
And don't let yourself be distracted by other people's directions.
Yeah, their path is different. Mm-hmm. Your path is different. Don't compare. Mm-hmm. It's the death to everything. Mm-hmm.
Death of joy.
Death of joy is to compare yourself to anyone else. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. And remember to like, share, and subscribe. And if you would like to support us on this podcast, you can become a member on our Patreon page. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. And we will see you guys in the next one. And this is
From Lisbon with love. Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.